there's a couple of things I want to go back to. Oh yeah, back in the 50s, did you listen to that new rock and roll music?
Oh yeah, yeah, that was my favorite time in the 50s.
Elvis Presley. How'd your parents feel about it?
They really, Mama used to say, don't wear out the rugs, dance, and cause me and my sisters watch Bandstand all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And we would dance with one another.
But they didn't really criticize
the music. No, they didn't really criticize the music.
No. In the 60s, my father did. They did it. He hated it.
Of course, we didn't know it when my daddy was at home.
Oh, I see.
When my daddy came home from work.
Oh, yeah.
He sat down in his chair. He turned on TV.
Oh, so there was no music. Yeah.
No music. We had a pot of coffee ready for him when he walked in the door. And he had two or three cups of coffee, and then he would have supper. Mm. And he watched TV. He loved his TV. Mm-hmm. And that would... If his TV tore up or his car tore up, he would be really upset. Other than that, anything else doesn't matter. And my mother was just a good mother. She was just always there for us. And she was a fantastic cook.
Well, I started to ask you, is that where you learned to cook?
She was a fantastic cook. And... a lot of people I can't understand, I've seen families that never have a birthday party for their kids, you know, like every year.
Uh-huh.
Well, every year we had a birthday cake, and we, of course, there was a crowd of us, so we
made a party.
Made a party, and there was always other kids at our house too.
Oh yeah,
you know,
friends. Yeah.
Seven kids in one house, and then their friends. You know,
yeah.
So we always
they did make a party.
We had a crowd. We always had, you know, a lot of good food. We always had anybody came to the house, then they were. We had chauffeured them something to eat, something to drink.
Anybody that came.
They was expected to eat whether they wanted it or not. And that's just the way we was brought up. Mm-hmm. You know, we had, it was just a lot of hospitality at our house. And people liked to come there and visit. And on Sundays, we always had a crowd, you know, relatives and friends that come to visit. And we just had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all the kids married, we all went back on weekends on Sunday for Sunday dinner and sat around and talk and just, and that's basically how it is at my house.
Mm-hmm. Now they come here.
Now they come here. When my mother died,
they just kind of naturally migrated to your house.
They come, I'm the oldest girl, so they all came to my house and still do. And their kids, and their grandkids. And like when we get together, there's like 35 or 40 people, you know. And of course they all bring food, or they help buy the food. And so we have to get together. It's like a party at my house every time. Even the little bitty, what would be the great-grandkids, when they know they're coming to my house, they think they're coming to a birthday party that they're going to have cake.
So you're obligated to make a cake?
Yeah. These are like 2 or 3 year old kids that's saying, well, where's the cake?
Let's see. Anything you think? Oh, yeah. You were away from Cherokee. Well, I know you came back and visited. But, like, when you left to go to Atlanta, and then when y'all came back, like in 69 or 70, could you see any big changes in Cherokee County?
Oh.
Had it grown a lot?
It started growing in the 70s, I think. That's when the shopping centers outside of town started.
Oh, away from downtown Kent.
Away from downtown Kent. And it's like now, downtown Kent, it's just like there's not many businesses there. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I mean, it's nothing the same, because when you went to town, all the stores in town, all the businesses, it's gone out of business, or have the shopping centers all around, fast food places.
Yeah.
It's not really...
For years you had one little hamburger place.
I know. We had the Snowball at North Canton, mm-hmm. or we had the outside restaurants at out on, you know, outskirts of town.
Yeah.
And it's just, it wasn't a small town anymore. And people from north, you know, started coming down. In the 70s, I think it mm-hmm. was the 70s. And
then now you look at the names of, like, the students, like, playing basketball or football mm-hmm. in the paper, mm-hmm. and you used to always recognize the family name.
I always. Yeah. I never went to Canton, like, when we were little. You never went to Canton unless you stopped and talked on the street to people you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know when we moved back to Cherokee County, when you go, there's so many people you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the 50s and 60s, especially, you knew everybody just about it. Or everybody was kin to everybody.
Yeah, everybody was kin to you.
Yeah. So, it has changed a lot. And a lot of it, I don't really like.
Yeah.
A lot of it, I wish hadn't changed that much. But it's progress, I guess.
You guess. Yeah.
So, but we always, people in Cherokee County basically are really friendly people.
Yeah.
Really, I really got a lot of friends around here and, you know, still got friends in Atlanta and still in contact with. Mm. So, I don't know, but I guess that's the way it has to be. See, my kids don't know any, you know, they don't know all that stuff. It's kind of sad that kids nowadays really don't.
What, they don't down at the creek to go
play? They don't have the imagination. I mean, it's all figured out for them. They mm-hmm. don't have the imagination. We had imaginary playhouses that had imaginary rooms,
mm-hmm.
and everything's figured out for them now. They don't. It's harder for them, seems like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that they would go back to a lot of the basic teaching.
Yeah, well, I know that, in the more elementary classes, they talk about going back to the basic education, but then, you know, they have computers in, like, first grade, you know, and they're starting to teach them.
I don't think that's real good.
Some of them are starting to teach foreign languages.
They're not letting them be kids like they should, you know. And I think there's a need for them to be kids and learn not as fast
mm-hmm.
as they're being taught.
Yeah, sometimes I think that too.
I think the kids,
do you know anybody who was affected by Vietnam, like anybody who fought there, or anybody who had a family member who...
Well, my brother fought in Vietnam.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
My oldest brother.
Oh, okay.
He was over for probably a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it really didn't seem to affect him, but then my youngest...
Did he not talk about it much?
But my youngest sister's husband fought in Vietnam, and he was wounded in Vietnam, but not very bad.
Mm.
I think it affected him a lot. And then one of my best friends, her husband, fought in Vietnam, and it really affected him to the point where I think he saw children die and stuff. He didn't have any children.
They don't have any children. Oh.
And it's because of what happened to him in Vietnam.
Oh, my goodness.
So, that's about the only ones I can really think of. But Billy was just over there. That's my brother-in-law. He mm-hmm. was just over there probably 6 months till he was wounded and mm-hmm. sent to Japan. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of anybody else mm-hmm. that was over there. And friend of mine that I was talking about, and she did say that that's the reason her husband, they didn't, she wanted children, but he didn't want any because he saw children not over there. Mm. And he didn't, you know, he couldn't handle it.
Well, you know,
it just affected him that way. I guess maybe he thinks about that a lot mm-hmm. or something.
Be afraid if something happened to his own yeah. children, wouldn't be able to handle it or yeah. something, I guess. Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about the schools. That's one thing you're talking about. But that's not really... Well, that's more the schools. That's not so much how... Did you try to raise your kids pretty much the way you were raised?
Or? Yeah. Yeah, I really did. The kids were... they knew they had to go to school, which was different from what I was, you know. But when I was, when my youngest son, Scott, graduated, and I was 42, I went to Marietta Tech and got my GED.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to study for it or anything.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't study
you
for it.
You didn't study?
No.
Jeez.
Because
and
that's I loved
brain.
Them.
Well, I got a day for you.
Because I like to read. I like to read, and I stayed up on current affairs and stuff like that, news and stuff like that. So it was easy.
Oh, well, good.
For me.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you were studying.
Yeah. I didn't study. At Midland, both my sister, we went one mm-hmm. Saturday, and both of us got our GED. She was, I was 42, so she was what, 34?
Yeah, you said she was
34.
Yeah, 34.
And we just decided to go get our GED one Saturday. We went and both passed it.
Well, I knew you'd gotten it. I didn't know you didn't even study for it. Going back to the 50s again, there was Senator McCarthy had his anti-communism campaign, and they were accusing so many people of being communist and took them to trial and mm-hmm. do you remember any of that or anybody mentioning any of their favorite celebrities or anything being
I remember
accused?
That a lot of the Hollywood people were accused of being communist and about people getting like on a blacklist mm-hmm. or blackball because of that. And I remember the Rosenberg trial
mm-hmm.
and them being accused of being spies, and not too long ago I remember reading about they had a child and they changed his name and sent him to live with somewhere else in the United States.
Mommy, I need to use the bathroom.
Okay.
Please use the bathroom.
Go in.
Okay.
And I hadn't even thought about that in years till there was just some kind of story I was reading about their, I think they had a son.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was seeing pictures of them, and I remember uh-huh. in the picture there was a son, and I never really thought about, what happened to him?
And I thought it was awful.
You feel like they were railroaded?
I feel like that they were shouldn't have been killed. You know, maybe if they were guilty, spending less, you know, their life in prison, but mm-hmm. not killed. And I don't know.
People commit murder now, and they're not executed.
No, I know it. And a lot of people commit burglaries and get more time for that than they do for murder.
That's true.